Nonprofit boards and the merger market. Preparation, organization, and approach. Part 2. By James Bergdorfer. Two views: for-profit versus nonprofit. Few, if any, large industries have two major groups with such widely divergent views and approaches to the merger market as the hospital industry. For-profit and nonprofit systems approach change of control dynamics and transactions in entirely different ways. For-profits view the merger market as an ongoing component of their business. Nonprofits often approach it in an ad hoc manner. This latter view can compromise mission and business interests of the nonprofit. This is particularly true in the current environment, which favors nonprofit buyers. Historically, nonprofit boards have focused on operating and local market issues. Today, however, many nonprofits recognize that they are operating in an industry where change is occurring to the structure of the industry and the complexity of the business has increased dramatically. Both for-profit and nonprofit companies are participating in this change, but often with different approaches. For-profit companies have had a stronger business case for growth, which has resulted in greater use of the merger market. The difference in perspectives between the two groups is dramatic, but should narrow in the future. Most for-profit companies seek growth, are organized to both create and react to opportunities quickly, understand the procedural nuances of transactions, have small boards with national representation and perspective. Whereas most nonprofit systems seek strong credit profiles, are often unprepared to address the merger market, often lack experience with the procedural nuances of transactions, have larger boards consisting of local leaders. Regardless of whether responding to overtures from for-profit suitors or attempting to grow via acquisition or merger, nonprofit boards and CEOs would benefit from reconsidering their approach to the merger market. This is particularly true in light of current conditions that favor nonprofit buyers. The credit market crisis and operating environment have caused many for-profits to temporarily reduce their growth objectives. Outcomes. The merger market holds two meaningful outcomes for nonprofit systems: growth of the business and mission, and outright sale and alteration of the mission. Growth. Strong nonprofits are currently seeking to secure their futures by developing greater business scale. Much of this growth will, by necessity, result from merger market transactions in the form of acquisitions or mergers. In so doing, these nonprofits will often be confronted with competition from for-profit purchasers of hospitals. Foundation. This occurs when communities seek to monetize their investment in the hospital business. In a conversion or sale to a for-profit, the board is electing to exit hospital ownership and enter the healthcare foundation business. This is often accompanied by an objective of greater capital investment in the hospital. For example, the sale of Mission Health to HCA in 2019 resulted in a commitment of $430 million in capital improvements to the health system and created a sizable healthcare foundation from the net proceeds of the $1.5 billion sale. Alternatively, affiliations and other non-change of control arrangements have less obvious outcomes and a higher rate of failure. These approaches often amount to feel-good exercises which consume great amounts of time, result in little benefit, and forestall needed change. Preparation. Regardless of whether a nonprofit system is contemplating growth, a foundation model, or neither, nonprofits would be well advised to undertake and document a thoughtful review of their financial and business situation and available strategic financial alternatives from both a business and legal view. This sort of review has become standard practice for those nonprofit systems experiencing financial challenge. Unfortunately, most rarely consider such an effort unless faced with immediate difficulty. As a result, many system boards are consumed with operating detail and local issues and do not understand the potential impact of external trends on their mission and business. A comprehensive review of the organization's business, financial, and market circumstance provides a solid basis for developing a meaningful understanding of strategic options in terms of both operating and ownership alternatives. This sort of approach is central to good decision-making and defending against external criticism of any resultant transaction. The review can be done internally or with external assistance. In our experience, every nonprofit board should be equipped with knowledge of their value and access to capital, along with an understanding of the impact of structural change and whether financial challenges are situational or systemic. Organization. Nonprofit systems trail for-profits in being organized to best take advantage of merger market opportunities. Management. For-profits typically have a development function with dedicated employees. Nonprofits often do not and most relegate this task to a part-time effort by the CFO. While the need for a development department may vary, it is essential that someone within the organization be held accountable for strategy. Boards. Nonprofit boards are often large and multifocused. In our experience, it is best to leave most merger market matters to a standing committee, executive, strategic planning, that reports to the full board. Too often, these are created only to react to events. They should be permanent features with a distinct focus on strategy. Approach. Nonprofit management and boards should adjust their approach to the merger market, particularly when attempting to use it to achieve growth. Part of the challenge is organizational, but a shift in approach is often needed. We would suggest that nonprofit boards consider the following. When looking to the merger market for growth, accept competitive processes as both a business reality and a necessity for sellers. Occasionally, nonprofit management teams and boards eschew participation in competitive for-sale processes even when the target holds strategic importance. These types of processes have become a necessity for sellers in order to satisfy state attorneys general and other critics. Taking a more commercial approach to the merger market is essential for future success. As Juniper manages for-sale processes, we are routinely struck by the difficulty nonprofits experience in assembling indications of interest in competitive processes. Often, this is as simple as overcoming a tendency to overanalyze at the beginning. Most competitive processes include very adequate time for full due diligence, but later in the transaction. At the outset, much detail can be postponed without being disingenuous through the use of contingencies. We also often see a lack of understanding of the steps of a transaction and their interrelationships. Boards would be well advised to review this with outside bankers or counsel. Current merger market conditions favor nonprofit consolidators. This is an opportune time for nonprofits to achieve strategic objectives. In order to take advantage of this opportunity, nonprofit boards and management should reorient their approach to the merger market. This article was originally published by the Governance Institute and reprinted with permission.